Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Easy on the responsorial psalm. I am not a minister. My name is Jerry Sandusky, and it is my great pleasure to be your host today as we celebrate the life of Ron Smith. We are joined by many dignitaries, and I would like to share two of those who are with us that sets the tone. We are honored to have Senators Mikulski and Cardin with us today. It is very kind of you to join us today. Thank you for being with us. But we are equally honored to have those of us here today who Ron never met in person, because that was the beauty of Ron Smith. He was honored by the high. He was loved by the humble. And he touched all of us in between that broad spectrum. I first met Ron Smith back in 1988. I arrived at BAL as a young man who knew nothing about broadcasting. And I figured out in a hurry, if I was going to last in this building, in this business, I better find somebody who knew what they were doing. Over the last 24 years, there has never been anyone who I watched more closely and listened to more carefully than Ron Smith. Today, I use the word celebration for one very, very important reason. A woman who I think highly of told me to. June Smith, Mrs. Reason. We visited backstage. She said, Sandusky, I have marching orders for you. There's no tears in baseball, nothing maudlin. And let's go big or go home. That's how Ron would play it. Ron left us three wishes. He said, don't pity me. Don't pity that I had a terrible fight with cancer at the end of my life. Don't mourn me while I'm living. Don't mourn me while I'm gone. And don't miss me. I promise you, I will deliver on the first two today, but I fear we will all fail on that third count forever. Ron Smith was insightful, intelligent, engaging, articulate, loquacious. But we're not here to canonize Ron, because Ron was also enraging, maddening, outrageous, outlandish, opinionated. But he was also the voice of reason. And whether you agreed with Ron or disagreed with Ron, whether you thought he was spot on or completely off base, he held your attention. And that's because Ron was not only a brilliant speaker, he was a gifted listener. And those of us who make our living in communication know how rare that marriage of skills really is. We are also joined today, as it would be fitting, by listeners on WBAL and viewers on WBAL+. And we welcome you all. And if you're driving on the Beltway or sitting at your office, sitting at home, know that I share the same sentiment you have right now. I wish it were Ron's voice that I were hearing. And we will all hear that voice for days and years to come. I know I will carry it with me as the Ravens make their march to the Super Bowl. So many conversations I had with Ron about the Ravens. And it was in those conversations that I realized the enormous depth of the man. Look, when I talk to politics with Ron Smith, I expect he would know more than me. If I talk money with Ron Smith, I expect he would know more than me. If I talk geography, history, military strategy, I expect he would know more than me. Every conversation I had with Ron about the Ravens, I would leave the room thinking, damn, I better research that. I have no idea. He invariably would know more about it than me. That was the magic of Ron Smith. We have five speakers today, all who had a different relationship with Ron at different points in his life. And as you weave together their comments, you will gain the tapestry of the life that we celebrate today. Before we get to our speakers, I want to share with you a passage that I came across. It's one of my favorite passages on the topic of success. It was written by the author James Michener decades ago, and yet it could have just as easily been written 5 weeks ago to describe the life of Ron Smith. For this is the journey that men make to find themselves. If they fail in this, it doesn't matter much what else they find. Money, position, fame, many loves, revenge are all of little consequence. And when the tickets are collected at the end of the ride, they are tossed in the bin marked failure. But if a man happens to find himself, if he knows what he can be depended upon to do, the limits of his courage, the positions from which he will no longer retreat, the degree to which he will surrender his heart to a woman, in this case, June, the secret reservoirs of his determination, the extent of his dedication, the depth of his feeling for beauty and honesty, that he has found a mansion which he can inhabit with dignity all the days of his life. Wasn't that Ron Smith?